All right. Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Open Hardware and CAD/CAM Dev Room, part of FOSDEM 2026. Our next presentation here is How Open Hardware Projects Create Ecosystems by Lena and Arya.
Hello. It's a joy to see so many of you. And yeah, we hope we can give you a fun story about how one project led to another. And we see a lot of that in the software world. But today, you will also get a glimpse of how it can happen in the hardware world, despite that, you know, our deploy pipelines run longer and cost a whole bunch more. But despite that, we can manage and pull off, you know, some sizable feats, not just ours, but also like not specifically talking about what we made, but also like the history of the everything that came before us. And we are a hacker collective. I do hardware. I do typos apparently in my own description, and I also sometimes write for Hackaday. You?
Yeah, I'm Lena. I'm a solutions engineer. I mainly do stuff with Linux, containers, and DevOps. So this whole journey was very new to me. It was like the first hardware project I have worked on, and yeah, it was very interesting.
And we would like you to tell you about how this device came to be and about the history of devices before it. And it all started like 14, 15 years ago when BlackBerry decided that they need to release yet another QWERTY phone. We loved them for it. And that phone was the Q10, which was basically this kind of keyboard, but without the upper touchpad layer. And a year later, they released, obviously, like it was in the works for like years by then, but they released a keyboard that also had this very nifty optical touchpad. So it's not like capacitive, but it has like optical sensors, and then it detects like which direction you scroll your finger over it, and it's quite precise. So it basically works as a mouse. And people like QWERTY keyboards, even still while we have been having them excised from our phones, but people still love them because the tactility is just, well, it's unparalleled. There's so many things you cannot do with a touchscreen still that you can do with physical buttons if, you know, the modern cars are anything to go by. And when was it? Oh, actually, right, yes, 2015 on EV blog, somebody took that keyboard and made an adapter. You know, the Q10, the touchpadless one, made an adapter and basically shared the results. Like here, these are keyboards you can get on AliExpress for like €3, and you can put the connector into your project and wire it into any sort of microcontroller and have a like QWERTY input interface. And that's beautiful. Then there were a couple things missing, like backlight. So like a year or two later, Woodworker made also like a small PDA for like making notes and finished reverse engineering the backlight. Right, you did tell me to disable the, sorry. I guess we're going to have to wiggle the mouse a little bit. Just a year later, you might have heard of Arturo 182. He made entire PMOD with the Q10 keyboard. And later on, he also made a self-sufficient USB board that had the Q20 keyboard, and it had the touchpad support, and it basically was like a tiny pocketable keyboard and mouse combo that you could just carry with you in the pocket, and whenever you like, you would need to bring up a server, or maybe you wanted to like type a lot of messages on your smartphone, you could just plug it in and have a QWERTY interface using keyboards that were like still like at that point $5 as a spare part on AliExpress in quantity 1,000, which is kind of a gold mine as a hardware hacker when you find like such a powerful part for as a spare part on AliExpress, and there's like a thousand of them. You just know you have to build something about it. And so he built like little green boards, and they are still around, and they are still being requested. And from there, Arturo has moved on to making even like keyboards that he probably saw on devices this year. On the Y badge, for instance, we had one of Arturo's keyboards. Basically, that keyboard has for him kickstarted an entire like production line, so to say. And that alone would be a great story to tell. But it didn't end there, because then there was the Beepy, which was originally BeeBerry, but also, as you can see, there is a BlackBerry logo. If you go to the Beepy website, what you will see is that the BlackBerry logo is blurred out, and it's no longer BeeBerry, because they received a nice letter from BlackBerry saying that this is very nice, but could you please pick a different name? But yeah, this was originally Beepy, BeeBerry, then it's Beepy, and it was made by Eric Migikovsky, who, if I'm not mistaken, is a Pebble co-founder or founder, one of those two, I don't remember, please forgive me. And also SQFMI, who is, I think, one person, but maybe also like a small collective. I keep forgetting, but they made a small watch and also, I think, a game console using the Sharp Memory LCD screens, which are these very nice, very lovely screens that are high contrast, and they are sunlight readable, unlike whatever, like, you know, the TFTs. And of course, they still benefit from backlight, but unlike these screens, they like are not completely invisible when you are outside. And from there, one thing they had is like, some people are going to maybe balk at me saying this, but they had a Discord server, and the Discord server was like accessible enough for regular people who just like got a Beepy. Which was at this point basically just the hardware. There was a little bit of Arturo's firmware that worked over I2C. There was the Pi Zero mounted onto the board, and there was the Sharp LCD that had like a proof of concept script to write to it, I believe, but that was about it. So the hardware was tested, but it wasn't really a complete project, but what really mattered is that the hardware got into hands of people. And that's how it really kicked off. People wrote, I think, multiple there are now multiple different drivers for the screen, including also nowadays a kernel driver that's mainline. And they significantly improved on the RP2040 firmware. They wrote a driver for the RP2040 firmware, so it acts in